Welcome to the Three Down Nation podcast channel. Myself, John Hodge, and my colleague, JC Abbott, are live on location at the CFL Combine in Winnipeg, and we are extremely excited to bring to you a full episode of the Three Down Nation podcast all about the Combine and the week that was later this week. However, we know that our loyal listeners are excited to get fresh content in their podcast feed every Wednesday. And so we've put together a couple of exclusive interviews with top-ranked CFL prospects to tide you over until JC and I get a chance to do a full pod later this week. When will the podcast be out? That is a fantastic question to which I have no answer at the moment. That depends on our crazy schedule and also when we feel as though we've kind of seen enough of the Combine to officially comment on the event as a whole. Thus far, it's media day on Wednesday, testing is on Thursday, and then we've got practices through the weekend. So stay tuned for when the full episode will be out. For now, enjoy this first exclusive interview, and apologies for the audio quality on my voice. My mobile setup at the hotel did not do a great job of capturing my voice. It did an amazing job, however, of capturing Kevin Mattal's voice, who is, of course, the subject of this interview. So please enjoy. We are live at the CFL Combine in Winnipeg at the Fort Garry Hotel in a room that is painted a shocking shade of pink with Kevin Mattal, Vanier Cup MVP, Heck Crichton Trophy winner, and top-ranked CFL prospect out of Laval University. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. Yourself?
Doing great. First of all, I want to apologize on behalf of my hometown for it being bitterly cold today. We've had a very warm winter generally, and then it became minus 25 when everybody came for the Combine.
I was supposed to go for a walk this morning, and I turned back. I went to a gym on the treadmill and said...
That's probably for the best. It is. Apparently, it's going to be cold all week here, too. It's not really going to warm up, which is too bad.
We're going to stay inside, make sure we get a little walk on the treadmill, and it's going to be all right.
There you go. So first of all, how does it feel to be at the Combine?
It feels good. Thursday, we only had medical paper stuff. Now, we all pumped up, ready for tomorrow. We have interviews with teams and all the tests, 40 bench and all that. So. We pumped up. I'm looking forward for the one-on-one to compete to show what I can do on the biggest stage.
Something that a lot of players talk about at Combine is how cool it feels to like get to actually interact with all of these guys they've played against for years. Or, you know, whether it's in the RCQ like yourself or whether it's across the country in playoff games, bowl games, that kind of thing. How does it feel to be surrounded by a bunch of guys who, again, you've kind of been training against or playing against for years, and now you're getting to hang out with them just like your teammates?
Yeah, in French we said that's la crème de la crème here right now. Some guy we play for Team Canada, some guy we play against when I play with Team Quebec. It's the best of the best, so we're just going to showcase what we can do and compete against the best. And you're trying to make the best out of it.
I don't speak a lot of French, but I know what creme de la creme means.
Yeah.
we say that one in English too, so I appreciate that. Let's talk football for a little bit. You originally committed down south, right? You were a D1 player for a while at Syracuse. What was that experience like, and what made you want to come back up to Canada?
Went good. I think it's one of the best football experience I ever had in my life at that age. Because of CJEP, I got accepted at Syracuse late during the summer, late August. I would say like before week one. So with the coaches, we decided I was going to redshirt that year. And then during that semester, I started feeling homesick a little bit. COVID hit. I lost a family member, and that's when I start like to think about it. If I had to make a move to come back home, knowing that was gonna be my last time, I'm gonna be able to choose where I want to go play. I want to to feel comfortable in college and have fun. So I make that decision. And till this day, I think is one of the best decisions I made for my young adult life.
Is there any reason you didn't just commit to Laval right out of Cégep? Or what was it? Was it wanting to go D1? Like what kept that from being the first decision?
When I got out of Cégep, if I was staying in Canada, for sure I was going to Laval. But when I had a couple offers to play at like linebacker or some other position, when Syracuse put an offer on the table to go at receiver, I took it. Yeah.
So you had offers at linebacker. Did you play linebacker at all at high school, Cégep?
No, I never played. I played a couple of snaps at DN. In Cégep, yeah, in Cégep.
At like what, 215 pounds?
215, yeah.
Wow, exactly. That's
so. Awesome. But I don't know. They wanted to see me at linebacker. I actually did a couple drill at linebacker for some teams, but I wanted to stay on the offense side of the ball.
So at the CFL level, is your secret dream to be a linebacker, or because you're gonna stay at receiver?
No, I'm good. I'm gonna stay at receiver.
Oh, okay, that makes
at
sense.
Receiver. On the offense side of the ball, we'll see.
There you go. You played three seasons at Laval. Let's talk quickly about 2022, because yep. I think it'd be fair to speculate that you would consider that your best year. Yep. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Over 750 yards, 12 touchdowns, and as mentioned off the top, you win the Heck Crichton Trophy as the top player in mm-hmm. all of U Sports football, mm-hmm. and of course, the Rouge Or win the Vanier Cup in kind of a surprise run. Like, I don't think a lot of people were picking you at the start of kind of the U Sports uh-huh. playoffs to make that run. And not only do you make the run, but you win MVP mm-hmm. of that Vanier Cup game. Was that like a dream come true? Like how did it feel to have that much success?
It's really it's kind of a perfect season to win all that and the Vanier Cup. It's something when I was in Cégep, I was looking at the guy from Laval win all these Vanier Cup. That's something I wanted to do. But when you add Ed Crichton and everything, that showed I can't help a team win and put numbers on the scoreboard for a team.
2023 comes. I know mm-hmm. that you missed some time with an ankle injury. Was that was that the injury that happened against Montreal?
In that game exactly, yeah. So high ankle sprain.
I think you fought through it in that game, and then you missed a couple
I missed like two to three games, and the other game I wasn't 100%.
And high ankle sprain's a big deal for a receiver. Yeah. So how have you kind of recuperated from that and recovered?
Today?
Like did that affect during your training at all? Or?
I started training in December. It didn't affect anything, but during the season, high ankle sprain normally is like 6 weeks. So I try to come back after 2 weeks, I think, during the season. It's at the receiver, you need your ankle, right? So it was pretty tough, and I did what I was able to do at that moment. But right now, I feel like I'm 100%.
In 2021, there was an incident, I believe it would be called a bar fight. Would it be fair to characterize it that way? Yeah. You weren't arrested, but you were charged.
Yeah, charged.
And then subsequently, why don't you take us through that process? Because I know it's going to come up in team interviews.
Yeah, right? I know that's something that's going to come up. I'm ready to talk about it to some teams. I don't want to get into too much details right now because I learned from that. It was a mistake I did 3 years ago. I own it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a bar fight with a couple receivers. I don't want to put too much details out there, but something happened 3 years ago. I learned from that. It's a big mistake. I know it was a hard situation for my family and the Rouge All in that situation, but I own it. So,
when that situation kind of came to a conclusion? And I believe you entered a guilty plea on one of the charges. Is that correct?
Yeah, one of the charges. So, but right now I don't have any criminal records.
No criminal record. No jail time. Yeah. Anything like yeah. that. But the Rougeaux did suspend you a game.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm curious, how tough was it? I know. Again, you had the high ankle. But how tough was it to sit out for that?
That was before my ankle, so that was game two. I was suspended. But the 22-23 season was pretty tough for me, I would say, with that situation coming out and my ankle. But in 17 years of football, of season football, I never missed a game in my life for any injuries or suspension or anything like that. So that suspension was the first game I ever missed in 17 years. So that was pretty tough for me, but you gotta pay for what you do. So I learned from that, and then I had injuries. So I'm ready to bounce back from that season this week at the combine.
Well, we know how tight the Rougeaux are as a team. I was fortunate enough to spend a little bit of time with you guys this year traveling out to Quebec City. What did it mean for you to have your teammates and your coaches and everybody around you, mentioned your family, supporting you through that adversity?
Yeah, it was everything. That's why we play football. You always have brothers you can count on. Sometimes they need you, sometimes you need them. Just someone to talk about some things that happen. I have a good support entourage in my family and teammates, so I'm in a good position. Yeah.
Entourage is another good word that I know.
Yeah, in French.
Even though it's a French word, yeah? We kind of stole it. We kind of stole it in English from the French language. Let's talk about this week. I mean, you mentioned you arrived yesterday. There's some preliminary medical stuff that was done. We're getting into the testing on Thursday. We're recording this, for the record, as of Wednesday, early afternoon. What are you hoping to prove this week? What are you hoping to show this week?
I want to prove that I'm still the same receiver I was in the 2022 season. I want to show I still have speed at my weight. I know it's like there's a little debate right now on my weight. I know some teams are worried about that. At 225, I might be a little bit too heavy for a receiver, but I just want to show that I can move at 225. I don't need to change position or anything like that. But and I want to show I can compete. I'm that guy, and make the most out of it of the competition side. Now,
you know, 225 is too heavy for receiver. Did these people not watch Nick Lewis play?
I don't know. I heard some teams wanted me at 210, 215. Okay. I might be a little. We'll see about that.
Where
do you
like playing? Do you like playing at 210, 215, or 225?
220. I would say 220. But with add to lift a little bit to get the bench press right, so I'm at 225 right now.
225. What do you think you're going to run at 225? Do you have a goal?
The goal is to run below 4.53.
Something below 4? To the hundredth of the second. That's a very particular goal. I respect that.
Under that, so we'll see.
So a 4.52 or better is the goal.
Or 4.5 flat.
Or anything.
Or something in the 4.4.
I'm sure you'd be happy with a 4.2.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know if that's humanly possible on a double laser. Because, of course, and it should be mentioned for our listeners, the CFL Combine laser times are double laser with the laser at the start and the end. The NFL Combine is a little bit different. So the NFL Combine times are usually a little bit faster than the CFL Combine times. But, I mean, 4.52 or faster at 225 would be pretty darn impressive.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Do you think potentially some NFL interest might come of that, or are you fully focused on the CFL right now?
I'm fully focused on the CFL. Just trying to show what I can do this week, get draft, do what I can do on the field, make it to the roster, then see what's going on in a couple of years. But I want to start with the CFL first. That's the main focus right now.
We mentioned all of your accolades, of course, your incredible 2022 season. Mm-hmm. You know, do you feel like that, because you're one of the biggest names here, one of the most well-known prospects coast to coast, do you feel like that's added a little bit of pressure on you to perform well this week?
For sure, I have a lot of pressure, but I had pressure since my first season in 2006, so that's something I think I can handle. I just gotta showcase what I can do.
I've got you in the second round of my mock draft. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, do you feel like I shafted you? Did I put you too low?
Where in the second round?
I had you at 11th overall.
11? So that's pretty high.
Second pick of the second round. That's to Ottawa, but obviously it's just a mock draft.
Yeah. I would say right now, that's a good one. I think a mid early second round right now. Maybe after the combine, I'm going to get in the first. We'll see.
We'll see. I will say it's a really good draft. Mm-hmm. There are guys this year who are going to go in round two, round three, who normally would go round one.
Yeah.
There's also some guys, I think, who aren't going to get drafted, who in other years would be like fourth round picks, fifth round picks, because it's a really deep year. How does it feel to be part of a kind of a bumper crop, so to speak?
That's what we're trying to do. You want to compete against the best, and we're here for that.
I'm curious. I know you haven't done the drills. Obviously, got after the testing on Thursday, you guys will have several days of practices. Mm-hmm. Is there a defensive back here who really stands out as someone who's like, whoa, that guy is special. I'm really looking forward to competing against him.
Sure. Ben Labrosse, we haven't seen him in the last year because he wasn't at McGill. But that's an impressive DB that I'm looking forward to compete against, for sure.
Ben Labrosse started his he was with Syracuse, right?
Yep,
right at the start of his collegiate career. Did you two overlap there?
Nope. I think he got there during COVID, and I left when COVID hit in March, so we didn't. I did his official visit, though. That's
you
all
did
he takes.
Official visit. That's hilarious. Did you two ever play against each other except for the Laval McGill? Or
we play against when we start playing football when we were young. I don't even think he remembered that, but I have a picture on my phone when we were like 6-7 years old. We play against. He played for the Packers of Greenfield Park, and I played for the St. Sabah Rebels.
That is amazing. I'm going to ask you for a copy of that.
It's a full
photo.
Circle. It's a full circle thing.
That is a full circle. Well, I actually sat and chatted with Ben earlier today. He told me he started playing at 4. What age were you when you started playing?
I started playing at, I would say 6.
Oh, that's really late. Really, really old.
6 or 7, something like that.
So you've been playing football for almost 20 years. You're 24, correct?
I'm 24, yeah.
Yeah, so you're 24 years old. You've been playing since you were 6.
6,
you
7.
Probably can't even really remember a time where you weren't a football player.
Yeah, I remember. I got a couple pictures. And I played my fullback, actually. It's another full circle. Dawson Pierre was my fullback and my running back when I played at Rebel.
Wow. And what position? Were you a receiver then, or were you playing?
It's a funny thing. I was quarterback.
You're a quarterback. Very nice. There you go. When did you start playing receiver?
Late. I think I was in high school. I was like 16, 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you always a quarterback up to that point?
No, I was a quarterback for like 2 to 3 years, and then I switched at running back, then at receiver, yeah.
Okay, right on. Well, listen, Kevin, we really appreciate your time here at Three Down Nation. I know our listeners are going to love listening to this interview, getting a chance to get to know you a little bit
more.
I think a lot of our readers, listeners, viewers know your name, but they might not have had the opportunity to hear you speak about your incredible U Sports career, you know, the highs. You had some incredible highs. You had some challenges as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they're rooting for you to have a ton of success here at the Combine and, of course, in your rookie season.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.